Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the StudyClix Explains Hamlet series. In this episode, StudyClix expert teacher Peter Tobin will be talking us through the characters of Ophelia and Gertrude. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We've linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you check it out and subscribe to get updates on the new content he's making. As Ophelia and Gertrude are the only two female characters in the play, Peter will not only discuss their specific roles, but also explore how women were treated and represented in Shakespearean times. The next voice you'll hear is Peter's, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
The character of Gertrude, Hamlet's mother and Claudius's new wife, is interesting in a number of ways. Many have questioned, like her son does, why she remarries so soon after her husband is murdered. In fact, why she remarries his brother at all. While Hamlet and his father's ghost view the marriage as incestuous, it does make sense from a self-preservation point of view. Gertrude, when married to Hamlet's father, enjoyed a position of power, that of queen. But that power depended on the position of her husband as king. Once her husband is no longer king, because he's been murdered, she becomes vulnerable. Gertrude's position as a woman in the world of the play restricts the choices she can make. She attempts to protect herself by unknowingly marrying her husband's murderer. It's important that we're clear that she has no suspicions of Claudius as a murderer to maintain her innocence or naivety in the eyes of the audience. She certainly feels some shame for her o'er-hasty marriage, as she calls it, and she refers to her sick soul in Act 4, suggesting that there is something that she is guilty of, but again, there's no suggestion that she is complicit in Hamlet's father's murder or committed adultery before his death. Shakespeare appears to pay little attention to Gertrude in terms of fleshing out her character or developing her worldview. For the most part, she is happy not to rock the boat. However, the sense that she is guilty of something, that she has done something wrong, pervades the whole play and, as other critics have pointed out, influences Hamlet and all his actions. The idea that his mother is guilty of something colours his every action and interaction. His disgust at her, and ultimately, by extension, all women, marks his character and his interactions with the other main female character, Ophelia. Gertrude then plays a role in representing the fallibility of women in the play, but with a more sympathetic contemporary view, we might see her today as a woman with very few options and who tried to make the best of a bad situation. Alongside Gertrude, Ophelia is the only other female character in the play. Her love for Hamlet is sincere and deep, and she ends up paying the penalty for the crimes of others. In that sense, she is a truly sympathetic character. She is motherless and so entirely cowed by her father and brother that she is subservient and obedient, happy to do the bidding of others and dreams only of homely duties. She is badly used by both Hamlet and her father, bearing the brunt of each of their machinations. There's some irony in the fact that Hamlet, we suspect, is pretending to be mad, while Ophelia really does go mad at the treatment she receives. We can see Ophelia then, not fully as a character, but as a symbol. She is in love with Hamlet, but he rejects her because of his mother's actions have sullied all womankind in his eyes. She is a symbol of victimhood, of rejected love, but also of constancy. Her true love for Hamlet, even her compassion for him when she believes him to be mad, paints her as a caring, obedient woman, true to gender stereotypes of the time. Today we might see how she is at the centre of machinations and plots from the male characters, used as a trap, and then dies for the crimes of others. A true voiceless victim.
That concludes our fifth episode. We really hope that this analysis of Gertrude and Ophelia has given you a deeper understanding of the characters and equipped you with lots of great ideas and phrases that you can use in your essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope you stay tuned for more content like this.